This is Science Friday. I'm John Dankosky, in for Ira Flatow. As usual this week, we're going to bring you a full range of science stories that we hope will inform you, enlighten you, and entertain you. But it's been hard to think about anything this week, except for the mass shooting in Texas. All of us at Science Friday are thinking about those affected by this tragedy, and we're sending love to our friends at Texas Public Radio and the statewide Texas Newsroom, who've been serving their listeners during this terrible week. Gun violence is one of the nation's biggest public health problems. The raw numbers are staggering. According to CDC data released earlier this month, more than 45,000 people died in America in 2020 from gun-related causes, and guns have become the leading cause of death for children aged 1 to 19. But the impact that guns have on our health is difficult to understand because for a long time there was a federal freeze on funding gun violence research. Joining me to talk about the state of research on gun violence in the U.S. is my guest, Roxanne Camsey, is a science writer based in Montreal, Quebec. Welcome back to Science Friday, Roxanne.
Hi, John.
One thing that's been really noticeable over the last few years and certainly throughout this past week is an increased number of healthcare professionals getting pretty vocal about gun violence as a public health issue. What can you tell us about that?
Well, as you mentioned, there was this recent study in the New England Journal of Medicine outlining how gun deaths have surpassed motor vehicle deaths. And I think that that is key to showing that scientists and doctors are looking at the data and getting involved in the conversation. You might recall that back in 2018, in fact, the National Rifle Association had sent out a tweet saying that someone should tell self-important anti-gun doctors to stay in their lane. And in response, there was a hashtag that emerged from pediatricians and emergency doctors saying, this is our lane. And since then, they've been quite vocal about saying, we want to be involved in the research.
So let's get into the research on this and how the Dickey Amendment, as it's called, made things pretty complicated back in the 1990s. What can you tell us about this rule?
Sure. The story kind of began in 1993, again with this journal, the New England Journal of Medicine, where scientists and researchers had published an influential paper funded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And that study found that keeping a gun in the home was actually really increasing the rate and risk of homicide rather than protecting people on average. And so the National Rifle Association, again, spoke up and said, we don't like that the CDC is funding this kind of research, and we want to call for the elimination of the CDC's National Center for Injury Prevention. And so as a result, Congress included an amendment brought forward by Jay Dickey, a Republican congressman from Arkansas, that said the CDC and government shouldn't use funds to, quote, advocate or promote gun control. And then there was a twist a few years ago that undid some of that blocking of federal funding for gun violence research.
So the Dickey Amendment has largely been done away with. Does that mean that more gun violence research has been able to be funded by the federal government?
What happened was in 2018, Congress clarified that the federal dollars for advocacy didn't include research. And the next year, it allocated $25 million to the National Institutes of Health and the CDC. But, you know, $25 million split between two institutions doesn't actually end up being that much money. They funded 16 studies, which I could tell you about. But I think other organizations are saying we need to fund even more research.
Yeah. I mean, one of the disconnects here is the size of the problem that we outlined with the raw numbers and the amount of funding it gets. Roxanne, there are so many diseases that kill a relatively small number of people that are funded far more than gun research.
Yes. In fact, it's calculated that between 2009 and 2018, for every life lost to gun violence, there was only $46 of federal funding for gun violence research, which is nothing.
So how far does the research need to go? What are people calling for now?
So there has been a statement by the Association for Prevention, Teaching, and Research saying we need $35 million at least for federal funding for gun violence research. And ultimately, we need $100 million for research. And I think the point is that the more scientists look at this problem, the more researchers and pediatricians and emergency physicians look at this problem and provide real data, we'll be able to kind of have a logical way out of this problem that we're all really struggling with, to say, how do we stop this from happening? That being said, I think we're already living in an experiment because the U.S. has such a different rate of gun violence than other countries. So one could argue that the data's a little bit already there. So I'll let listeners kind of decide what they think about how much more research we need. Mm.
That's all the time we have. Roxanne Kamsey is a science writer based in Montreal, Quebec. It's always great to have you on the show, Roxanne. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, John.